Hi, this is Pastor Casey. Thank you so much for listening to a testimony of one of the people of the Elevation Church family. We at Elevation believe that God is alive, and He wants to have a relationship with us that is living, powerful, and active. And you're about to hear one of those testimonies of people living out that reality that Jesus talks about, where He stands at the door and He knocks. And when we open the door, He just wants to come in and continue to have a deeper and more real and powerful relationship with us, so that our lives can truly encapsulate that verse that we serve a God who does more than we could even ask or imagine. So thanks for listening, enjoy it, and know that God wants to do the same kind of things in your life as well. Be blessed.
Hey everybody, I'm Chris Phipps. It's a little nerve-wracking that I'm not singing, and maybe I'll just sing this whole thing. Yeah, for those of you guys that don't know me, I'm Chris Phipps, the co-worship leader or whatnot with Justin. Casey asked me to like just talk about whatever's going on or whatever's on my heart, and I don't know, there was a lot to choose from, but I just had to pick something. And since some of you guys might not know like my background and stuff like that, I figured I would at least just give a brief testimony of my like background instead of just picking one specific thing that's happened lately, because I figured, you know, a lot of stuff that's happening now is because of the decisions that I made and the decisions I made to turn from all the stuff in the past to get me to where I am now. I'm in a band, Upon the Water. The vocalist for Upon the Water. That's just one of the blessings that God has put in my life. Going playing shows from San Diego to Orange County, and just that field of ministry, being in there with, you know, just a bunch of kids that don't really know Christ, and, you know, to just be that light and everything, and it's just amazing, just having that in my life. But let me see here. I got involved with Elevation probably like maybe 3 years ago or something, due to Tommy there, kind of was like, hey, you should come check this out and jam. And I mean, I think there was like, not to boast or brag or nothing, but it was just, I think I was here just so in love with it. And I think I played worship for like a year straight, like every single Sunday. I mean, I was like trying to play drums or trying to play bass or whatever I could. I just wanted to be involved with something. But my heart wasn't like completely like pure, you know, and I still was going through a lot of stuff. And, you know, there was a lot of Sunday mornings I'd be up here just hungover trying to keep it together. And, you know, that happened with playing worship at CR and all that other stuff up in Canyon Lake. And I just didn't feel, you know, it just didn't feel right, you know. And it was just, I remember there was a moment I was playing bass and I was praying to God as I was playing. And I was like, you know, God, please. And I was going to puke, like, for real. I, like, drank so much the night before and I was playing bass. And I just was like, God, please, like, don't let me puke. Like, I'll change my life, I swear. But I didn't change my life at all. I, like, kept on it, you know. I was sweating up there just like, ooh, the spirit is good. Just trying to keep it in. But I kept doing that stuff, you know, drinking and everything. And, you know, just the night before, it was always just like one more, like one too many, just one more beer and everything. And it wasn't until about a year, let's see, I think it's 15 months now, about 15 months, I became sober because it was a worship service. We were supposed to have a big service. I don't know, Justin, my guitarist, was up here with the white guitar. I don't know if you all remember him. And there was Maddie back here with the piano and everything, the keys, and it was a full band, and I was supposed to be on that set with Sophia and everything, and I ended up calling out, saying I was sick, didn't give specific reasons, but because I was out drinking the night before, and I was supposed to be up here worshiping in front of all of you guys, and I was sick because I had too much to drink, you know, and I just made some excuse and said I was sick, you know, I'm not feeling good, I'm just not going to make it, you guys should be good. And I sat out there and received the worship and just started crying because I just knew, like, I was supposed to be up there, but I chose my selfish ways, and I drank, and I was hungover, and I was sitting in there just, like, crying my eyes out. And it was that moment I, like, stopped drinking, so that was about 15 months ago. So, thank you. But, you know, just trimming out all of that stuff, you know, to get to where I am now. And, you know, it's just hearing from people is, like, really humbling and is a real blessing. You know, I don't take it in as, you know, when people say, like, that song you sang was great, or just to see where you were before to see where you are now. You know, really it's just, I just smile because, like, I know God's just been working in my life, like, so much. I mean, I worry about little things now, and I'm just like, how can I just perfect that? I guess that's just like being a growing Christian. You know, you're always trying to like figure out what can I do to be better. I want to trim this out. I'm not doing everything good and perfect, and you know. But I just always try to humble myself and look in the past and think like, man, I was like playing worship hungover. I was doing this. I was not being a worship leader, you know. And it's really humbling to like really look back on all that stuff and to hear you guys, you know. I mean, you guys are super supportive with me and, you know, just your words, you know, and, you know, when I'm up here just jamming and then it's done and I'm like, okay, and I'm packing up and then you guys come up and say that song you sang or that wow, you know, and it really, like, takes me back for a minute, like, oh, okay, rad, all right, well, that song was pretty cool, I guess, you know, and I really think about it and it really boosts me up to, like, keep going and keep doing what, you know, I'm doing and keep leading worship and just being involved in that, you know. And Casey and I talk about, like, healthy rhythms, you know, and he's talked about it before, just in serving or whatever, or even reading your Bible, you know, just having healthy rhythms, and that's what I needed to bring into my life, you know, just cracking open my crusty eyes in the morning, and I was like, all right, I'm going to pray before I do anything, and it just got me to where I am now, you know, just having that constant connection, you know what I mean? Like, you two are happily married, beautiful couple right here. If you guys just woke up in the morning and just was like, see ya, not gonna talk to you, you know, like, your relationship's just gonna grow so far apart, you know. So it's good to always like have that connection with Christ, talking and whatnot. And I put a verse down here, my phone is all cracked, I dropped it. Luke 6:43 says, no good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. And I got from that just, like, God gives us, like, this prime soil to plant the tree, you know. And everybody says, like, it's in God's hands, you know. And, like, yes, a lot of things are in God's hands. But I feel like we definitely use that as an excuse to, like, not make an effort, you know. I mean, Tom even just made a joke back here about it, you know. And it's like, oh, I guess it's not God's will. Like, I'm just not going to put any effort in, you know, and it's like really taking that step, you know. It was like, I'm going to stop drinking. You're going to stop doing this. You're going to stop doing this. You need to cut this out, you know, and it's just like getting real. Like, this is what I need to do to grow closer to Christ, you know, and he just like gives us that, the nutrients, the soil, just like, here it is. Now plant this tree, let it grow in me with the healthy rhythms and just keep on keeping on, if you will. But I think that's all I pretty much had to say. But yeah, I just like to personally thank all of you guys for your support. Thank Casey for letting me be up here all the time and, you know, just talking with some. I don't know if you heard me say earlier, I said, what's up, Elevation team? Because, like, we are a team. Not just like, hey, Elevation, like individuals, like, you know, I mean, we're a team, you know, basketball teams. They get to where they need to be because of everybody else around them. Like, we all need to work together, talk to everybody, connect, get phone numbers, you know what I mean? Like, hang out. That's what we're trying to do here at Elevation. You know, be disciples, make disciples. We need to, like, all join in all this space right here. Trust me, I talked to Casey about this. I'm going to start taking out some seats and smashing all you guys up close. And then we're going to start adding seeds if we need to, but all this emptiness, you know, y'all need to smell each other's morning breath in the morning. It's good. It wakes you up. It's nice. All right. But, yeah, that's all I think I have to say. Yeah, Casey's about to make some pancakes and stuff. Sounds sweet.
Thank you for listening to this testimony from the Elevation Church family. And if you are inspired today, know that God wants to work in your life in the same way. And I would encourage you to lay that before Him and bring your prayers, knowing that God wants to do beyond what you can even ask or imagine, because you are His beloved child.